Star 94.1, and we welcome Ann Nesby. Ann, how are things going for you?
Things are going wonderful. God is blessing, and we're winning.
Hey, you've got a new project.
Yes.
Is it the Lula Lee Project?
That's correct, the Lula Lee Project. And that is my first name and my married last name, because everybody knows Ann Nesby. And there's a kind of a two tie in there, because my grandmother's name is Lula, and I received her gift that was passed down to the genetics. She was a singer as well, so this was her project dedication.
Wow. What can we expect on this project, Ann?
This project, I decided that I wanted to do some things that were relevant and those that were fresh, and they kept the message plain and simple. And I worked with some young producers that are very prolific, and some great young songwriters that were coming out in the industry. I had an opportunity to work with Tony, a young man by the name of Darnell Baby D. Davis, who is coming up in the gospel community, Herb Middleton, Roosevelt George, one of the writers, and I wrote on along with those wonderful writers, and we have some music that is really, really inspiring, and we're looking forward to going out and just, you know, touching the hearts of people just with the word of God and being straightforward.
Who is Ann Nesby?
I am a pastor's daughter. I am a mother. I am a songwriter. I am an actress. I am a woman of God. I am a strong sister. I believe in the cause of women. And I'm definitely a kingdom builder. And I love the music. I love the art of music. I love the evolution of music and the different genres of music. I am very concerned about people. I'm a people person, and I always look forward to meeting new people. I love to meet people and to be real and be honest with myself.
Our guest is Ann Nesby. Ann, let's go back a little bit. Let's take you back to the Sounds of Blackness days.
Uh-huh.
When you were the voice of the Sound of Blackness, did you ever think when Sound of Blackness came out, they would be what they were?
Well, so I have to say that Sounds of Blackness was a group that was a striving group. That was working. And when I came to the group with the release of their first single, Optimistic, Sounds of Blackness was also celebrating their 20th year anniversary. That particular project just happened to be their first international project. But Sounds of Blackness was established in the community of Minneapolis and had won many choir competitions, chorale competitions, in Atlanta and throughout the country. It was established, first of all, as a group that was a black student union group in Minneapolis, in the St. Paul area, in a predominantly European community, the college, McAllister College. And the amount of African Americans in the area was very limited. So when Mr. Gary Hines, the director, the founder, Russell Knighton, founded the group in the college, it was absolutely intended to be for the black students there in the college. But then as they began to graduate and go on, they decided that because socially there were so few African Americans in the area, that was kind of their social gathering. And as much as it was an artistic point for them to come together, because Sounds of Blackness was also a theatrical company. So it spilled over into the community, and that's how Sounds of Blackness began to grow and become acquainted with Fly Time, Jimmy Jammin, Terry Lewis, Prince, and the whole Minneapolis sound. And when I came into the group, Jimmy Jammin, Terry Lewis were preparing to do their first label, Perspective Records, and they were working actually on Janet's record, and just happened to bring Janet there for entertainment. She fell in love with the group, and it was my first performance with the group, and being in the right place, being obedient to God, and coming to work with Sounds of Blackness on that project allowed me to have the opportunity and to be blessed to take on that position as the leader of Sounds of Blackness and to be signed as a solo artist at that point.